Vancouver. The British Columbia government will reopen 20 hospital emergency operation centers set up for COVID-19 to deal with an expected surge in flu, respiratory illness and COVID cases. Health Minister Adrian Dix said Friday they've been coping with an unprecedented increase in demand in the healthcare system. He said reactivating the centers starting Monday will ensure people have continued access to hospital care and will allow for a coordinated response during periods of additional pressures on hospitals. There were 10,226 patients in BC's hospitals on Friday, a 6% jump from 9,637 on New Year's Eve. Dix said the centers will help ensure there is space for those needing it in the coming weeks. "It's not a question of it going higher," Dix said, referring to the number of people in hospital. "We need to manage the situation that we have and then create space, potentially, and ensure that we have space for people who need care." BC traditionally experiences an increase in hospitalizations in January as illnesses spread during the holiday period and surgeries resume in the new year. Dix said the centers will be in place for at least 6 weeks and leadership teams will review hospital bed availability and identify solutions to ease emergency department congestion. Emergency operation centers were part of the provincial response to the pandemic, as well as during wildfire and extreme weather events, including the recent extreme cold weather and snowstorms. Staff at the centers will help patients who are ready to be discharged in an attempt to reduce overall hospital occupancy and ensure emergency departments have patient care beds available. Dix said the 3 years of the pandemic have put healthcare workers through the grinder. "It has been unrelenting," he said. "People have been working like this for years and they need our support and they'll get it, but it's very, very challenging for them." Hospitals where emergency operation centers will be established are Abbotsford Regional, Royal Columbian, Surrey Memorial, East Kootenay Regional, Kelowna General, Kootenay Boundary Regional, Penticton Regional, Royal Inland, Vernon Jubilee, Fort St. John and Peace Villa, Mills Memorial, University Hospital of Northern BC, BC Children's, Lions Gate, Richmond, St. Paul's, Vancouver General, Nanaimo Regional General, Royal Jubilee and Victoria General. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 6, 2023. Brianna Charlebois, The Canadian Press.